I'll go grunting to the bathroom and then grunt in the bathroom for a while and then go back to bed probably.
So he's the Cuban equivalent of Big Fatty. Oh my God, they're still talking.
Now, you know, he knew.
I was so excited to see Big Fatty on the show this afternoon. I love him so much.
He's great. Big Fatty is awesome.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
He's great. He'll go grunting to the bathroom. Big Fatty is awesome.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3680 of EFO for Monday the 14th of March, 2022. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about the weekend, and y'all, I'm going to do my best to end so-so questions this week. Big Fatty! Bracketologist Big Fatty, hi everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, it's mad. It's madness. It's March madness. And y'all, I venture a guess that our official sports ball correspondent, you know, that's that mean keen, and probably others as well, have filled out their NCAA men's sports ball brackets. Cause y'all, it's that time of year. Oh yes, Big Fatty will be standing around the water cooler. Oh, you're retired. We don't stand around anywhere. No, Big Fatty, you only stand around, or you don't even stand to TT. Today, the 14th of March, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all met this gentleman many, many times, y'all. One of these days, when he goes to glory, there'll be a very special place for him for what he's endured during his life on this earth. Y'all, met him many times at the Good Days. I can't remember. He may have gone to one or two of the Pride 48s out there in Las Vegas, but I just can't remember. I'm sure he probably says, to hell with this, you go and leave me the hell alone. Y'all, I'm talking about the other half of, the better half of, Taylor the Coffee Boy. Y'all, I'm talking about none other, than the one and only Babaloo Big Fatty. We love Babaloo! We do indeed. So, y'all, if you see Babaloo on the 20 or the Metaspace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of Publix cake. Yes, Big Fatty!
Happy, happy, happy birthday to you!
I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the phone, right? So, y'all, as far as the weekend goes, y'all, it's been fairly quiet. I've done my nipple walks each day. But, y'all, the weather was the big news for the weekend on Friday. Y'all, it was a gorgeous day. got out and did my nipple walk. Y'all, I was in my short pants. And, no, wait a minute. I think I'm getting the days confused here. I am getting the days confused, but I probably was in my short pants on for right days. Well, y'all, anyway, went out, y'all, now Granny was providing the, supper, for Friday at Fatty's, and, he was gonna have pizza pie, and he was gonna make some chicken wings at home in the Aya fryer. And Big Fatty had made some pasta salad. And anyway, y'all, before they all made it over here on Friday, this happened.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming? Or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes! Yes! Oh, yes! Yeah, okay! Okay, yes, I know. Yeah, okay, Big Fatty. Okay, y'all, my 31-year-old, you know, he used to be 30, but a couple of weeks ago, he turned 31. Big Daddy. But he says, hadn't seen you in a while. I said, thank you for calling. And so, y'all, he came over, and y'all, it was just what the doctor ordered. Dr. Stone ordered your 31-year-old gentleman calling to come over. Well, he's good about that. And y'all, it was the perfect prescription. It was the elixir that Big Fatty needed. Big Fatty Vulgar. And there was some elixiring going on. Big Fatty. But anyway, y'all, it was just lovely. Just lovely. And, y'all, everybody came over, and, we had Granny and Durwood and the Nip and Mr. Pickle and, Nicholas. Young Nicholas finally arrived. We did not have young Jonathan or young Ryan with us. They were otherwise, occupied, Big Fatty. They were working. Well, okay, that too. but y'all, it was a lovely evening. Nobody was overserved, and y'all, it was just as pleasant as it could be. Everybody was within moderation, and it was just unbelievable how pleasant it all was. Y'all, you know, and y'all, for my dessert, I had bought those strawberry Newtons, you know, like the fig Newtons, but with something good on the inside of them. And, put the package of them out on a nice little plate, and, y'all, they ate every one of them. Every one of them, and I couldn't have been more pleased. And, y'all sent the Nip home on Thursday evening with a little container of my leprechaun stew. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. And, he said that, he just needed a little snick-a-snack. So he ate the leprechaun stew. Y'all, he says he's never had the cone beef before, but he's had it now. And he said that by the time he was ready to go to bed, y'all, gassy. Gassy, but tooting it up all night long. Big Fatty, you know how to make it happen. And so anyway, y'all, Saturday, oh, y'all, the wind started blowing overnight Friday night. Got up Saturday morning, and y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely, and but y'all, the wind was blowing like at 35 miles an hour, with a 25 miles an hour gusting to 35 or 40 miles an hour. Y'all, it was just lovely. And did the big circle. Y'all, they had the big Saint Patio Furniture Day parade on Saturday. Up in Upchuck, and y'all, I avoided it like the plague. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, the potato plague was terrible. I'd avoid it, too. But, y'all, Saturday, what else did we do? Y'all, I think the Nep and I went to the Lowell's on Friday. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Friday. Y'all, I picked up my brother and sister-in-law coming over this coming weekend, and y'all, they had given me a wooden swing, and they're gonna, I said, well, I'll take it, but it has to come with mounting assistance. Big Fatty, that's a new one for you. You usually mount things pretty well by yourself. No, the swing needs to be mounted. Oh, okay. The swing needs to be hung. Well, you usually handle hung things pretty well by yourself, too. But anyway, so I had to get chain and S-hooks and closed loop hooks and things like that. And so got all of that stuff. And but Saturday, you know, I don't go to the Lowell's on Saturday. Y'all, it's too much. Too much. And Saturday, y'all, it was just a very relaxing day. Caught up on some things on the TV machine. I've got two friends that are gonna get hitched here in about a month. And y'all, they were in town to make the final arrangements for their shotgun wedding. Ready? So y'all went out to dinner with the two of them, y'all. Just a delightful evening. y'all went to Jim and Nick's barbecue restaurant. You know, Dr. Stone went there, never saw Daniel Bieber there. I don't know if you remember that or not. But years ago. Anyway, y'all, I had the Southern Hamburger, which was a hamburger with cheese and pickles and caramelized onions and Bafran and an onion ring on top. Y'all, it's delicious. Just delicious. Y'all slept like a baby on Saturday night, y'all. It went down to 28 degrees, y'all. if a witch had been here, it would have been colder than her fun bags. And so, anyway, y'all got up Sunday morning after losing an hour of sleep, y'all. Y'all, the wind was blowing so much on Saturday, it knocked the electricity out a couple of times. But it finally died down and the electricity came back out. Y'all, I thought it was the Russians there at one time. But it wasn't. And, so when I went to reset the clocks after, you know, they had gone out, just went ahead and moved them forward. I think the only one I haven't moved forward is the one in Ruby Red, but I'll get to that this week. And y'all, then Sunday had my nice nipple walk. It's nipply, very nipply. And y'all had me some more of my leprechaun stew. Yes, Big Fatty, tooting it up here in Fat Acres. And y'all, that pretty much has been my weekend. Yes, Big Fatty!
It's February so-so question month. It's February so-so question month. Come on, big fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the BFO with a so-so question for that Peter G. and Kathy Marshall's contest in February. Because we're tired of the good questions, and we're ready for the mediocre ones. It's February so-so question month. Come on, do something. Get off your ass.
Yeah, I see y'all. That, of course, is Digger. And Digger, thank you so much for not taking even the slightest amount of time to try and redo that. Can't blame you. You know, it's a mediocre bumper for a mediocre segment. But y'all, let's get back over here. had a couple of more questions here from that Big Ricky. Big Ricky says, you know, he had all those cats up. Questions before. He's got two here. It says, what's the second best thing to put on a saltine cracker just after butter? Big Ricky, thank you so much for participating. Absolutely a confusion question. Is the second thing after you put the butter on, or are you acknowledging that butter is the best thing to put on a saltine cracker? I don't know, but, you know, whenever they're that confusing, absolutely so-so questions. I hesitate to even answer this, because, you know, I'm sure that, my Northeast Straight Daddy is saying, well, of course you put your Northeast Straight Daddy on a cracker. And, you know, that wouldn't be bad. But anyway, in his last one here, he says, how much coffee is too much coffee? And, again, thank you for that question. Absolutely a so-so question, because everybody knows there's never too much coffee. Big Fanny. Miss Bacon, back to Miss Bacon's questions. She says, would you do a 23andMe? And would you, if someone else paid for it? Well, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for this. Absolutely, I would do a 23-year-old with you, and especially if you paid for it. But Big Fat, I don't think that's what she means. Well, that's the way I read it. But but anyway, next one, she says, do you miss work, Miss Bacon? Miss Bacon, this may be the so-so-iest of the so-so questions. Do I miss work? Big Fanny, those words have never escaped anyone's lips, especially not yours. It's true. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all, don't forget, it is after me Lucky Charms Leprechaun Week on Thursday, y'all. So don't forget to pick up your coon beef at the Vons East or the Vons wherever this week, so you can do your little jig. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the... And Taylor, what do you think about Big Fatty after he's had a couple of bowls of leprechaun stew?
He's great. He'll go grunting to the bathroom. Big Fatty is awesome.
Oh, yes, he's awesome, but all that running, it's vulgar. It's just vulgar.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.